This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with my tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Liberty, Republican Liberty Caucus, and he's also the host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you on this April morning.
Roger that. How about if we say the pledge and get going? You ready?
Captain, ready to go.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, sir, you know, we have a Red Cross convoy that has been kidnapped, I guess would be a good way to put it, and it's under the control of the Russian military. The only thing is we don't know who it is, whether it's not it's these Wagner people or the regular Russian military, but the supplies are not getting through, and the people are not getting through. They've been kidnapped as well and being held. Mariupol is where this is going on. I don't know, but I did not think that you could mess with one of those aid convoys with the red, the white trucks and the red crosses on them. I did not think you could do that, but they did it anyway.
Putin may think he has plausible deniability because it wasn't Russian forces, but he's made quite clear who his allies are in this and who his enemies are.
Right.
And, so it, regardless of who did it, if it was Chechens or that group, they did it with the blessing, the resourcing of the Russians. So there's no denying that. And yeah, it is. It's yet another evidence of if that proves to be true, and it likely is, of war crimes. And then the debate now is whether, hey, is Vladimir Putin and the Russians guilty of war crimes, or are they guilty of genocide? And that's almost an academic discussion. I mean, genocide, of course, strengthens and buttresses the case should he ever go to trial for war crimes. But there's enough, and they're gathering evidence everywhere they go. And as Russian forces leave and they uncover the things that have happened there, and, of course, Zelensky will be sharing that with the UN Security Council, which they're already aware of. But, you know, he made a great presentation to the Grammys
Yeah.
And he'll probably have a say and a little bit more to say when he talks to the Security Council as well.
Well, certainly the body count is going up. What we saw in Buka, the 400 or whatever it was, people buried in the trenches, very shallow graves, I might add, arms sticking out, legs sticking out, very, very disgusting and remnant of some days gone by. It's just unbelievable that they could do that. Someone could do that. But the report that I'm hearing is that there may have been those Chechens of Wagner Group in the area when that happened, because some of the bodies had been decapitated. And that's right. What they would have done, because they've got a lot of Islamics. That's what they would have done. So they kind of left their trademark, if you will.
Yeah, of course, every time that this has been aired on all the networks, you know, they would say warning, graphic footage to follow.
But oh, yeah.
It's actually, what they've shown is actually pretty mild to what we see on television anymore. But, yeah, I mean, what the suggestion, the tying the hands behind the back and the shooting and the interview with the firsthand things. One thing that will come out of this, because there's still an ever-decreasing number of people out there, some of them that are from the right, that are still sending out a message there, and all this should put to rest that lie that Putin is only operating in Ukraine for two things. One is to denazify Ukraine, and two, in order to go after those labs, the bio labs, which they claim were used for weapons and funded by the United States of America. That nonsense has got to stop. No American should be saying at this point, in my honest opinion. And whatever corruption, what they do is they intermingle the corruption of the Biden family. And I don't know if I'll go so far as to call it the Biden crime family, but increasingly, I mean, Mark Levin did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, albeit for me to doubt Mark Levin, he certainly sworn I did. And that's probably it, the Biden crime family. Today, don't mix that up with what is being done that is correct by the United States and our allies, and what is being done wrong and evil by Putin, the Russians, and his allies.
Absolutely, positively. Hold that thought, sir. We are going to break, and I'll be right back, folks, with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we've got plenty more to talk about here, lots more ground to cover. We've just barely touched the tip of the iceberg, and I shall return.
More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle, and you will see me there, and hopefully you can make it today. We always have a good crowd, and we always have a very enthusiastic bunch of people. We do a lot of talking, a lot of chit-chatting, and if you want to show up there, you'll find out like-minded people having a good time. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan. You've heard about them before. They've got a bunch of dealerships. They've got the flagship store in Newport Richey. They're also up in Crystal River. They're also on Florida Avenue with the Nissan right beside the Acura store, both Moss Family Automotive, I might add. And, of course, they're building a brand-new store in Brooksville. Ought to be open in about a month or so. And you can find them online, find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, here's the unique thing. If you go to the flagship store in Newport Richey and tell them the captain sent you and walk up and find Sean, his name is Sean, he's in new car sales, tell him the captain sent you. You'll be surprised at what you'll hear him do for you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and they are the best at what they do. Believe me when I tell you. I've been around the car business a long time, bought a lot of cars, a lot of trucks. These people take good care of you, and you walk out of there with a smile on your face because you've made a friend. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again, Colonel.
Hi, good morning, Captain.
Now, we have to divulge all sorts of information here. You know, you take a look at some of this, and I take a look at some of this, and, you know, we put our heads together and see what it is that's going on. But, my God, I mean, Russia is just everywhere here lately. For example, Sweden, who wants to become part of NATO, right?
Right.
So yesterday they had
Finland. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And Finland as well.
All right. Well, Sweden, not yesterday, but a week or so ago, had four Russian military craft armed with nuclear weapons fly into their airspace. Now that's
Over one of their islands. Yep.
Yep. That's a little bit shocking. Two of the fighters and two of the bombers, and right away up went the Swedish Air Force to roust them, and they chased them out of the area. But I mean, you know, Vladdy's feeling pretty good these days, isn't he?
Yeah, we can't lose sight of all the headlines out there. One that kind of gets buried is that the Russians continue to be very active in North Africa.
Yep.
And it, you talked about how we finally revealed that March that we fired a supersonic missile, which we kept quiet.
Yeah.
I guess we were afraid that it might serve as deterrence or
something. That's correct.
But, and, of course, North Korea tested its first intercontinental ballistic missile since 2017.
Yep.
And, of course, in Hungary, the Hungarians elected a Putin-friendly, re-elected a Putin-friendly president, which has got the European Union pretty much upset as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, what you talked about the Soviet fighter aircraft and nuclear missiles overflight over the islands of Sweden, and, of course, that's fueling even more interest of countries like them and Finland to join NATO. And, of course, as the Russians reposition and things like that, they can't lose sight of all these because they're all connected. And between all of us, we keep track of the headlines and we make sure that we don't lose sight or bury any of this stuff because, you know, some networks will highlight one or the other. And Americans, we can't afford to lose sight of any of this.
No, we can't. And, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen next with Vladimir Putin. I don't see Joe Biden doing anything to put him in check or hold him in his place, but somewhere along the line, if we do get a new Congress, maybe we'll start doing some different stuff here come November or December, whenever that Congress gets seated.
Yeah, of course, we now had another set of sanctions, but Governor Levin said, hey, sanctions? What sanctions? I don't care. You know, the one analysis says the West is running out of ways to punish Putin, short of doing something beyond the sanctions. So if these don't take hold, but I think the analysis in our government is telling the straight up truth on some things, this is probably going to be a protracted war. The nature of it will change. It changes every day. And the guesswork is, okay, what is Putin's primary objectives here? Is it something less than all of Ukraine? Clearly, he's lost that. And is he just going to consolidate in the Donbass region and take over that and declare victory on that? But then, of course, the question is, okay, then does he have strategic victory because he got everything that he really most wanted out of this? And will he or will he not pay a price for the evil doing that he has? So those are some of the questions. So, you know, people argue about whether he's got a strategic failure, strategic victory. We'll see. Plugged in. Analysis that change on a daily basis depends on who's talking and depends upon what gets established as either facts on the ground or suspected facts on the ground every day.
Did you hear my discussion about Hunter Biden's new gigs and the fact that the Secret Service had to rent a $30,000 beachfront home right next door to where Hunter was to kind of give him a buffer in there?
You know, it's incredible. It's we're grateful that the mainstream media and the other networks have finally woken up to the fact that this really is a story. A day late and a dollar short, but I don't think that they would have done it, and I don't think there would have been any coverage of what you just talked about taxpayer money funding the likes of Hunter Biden. That would not have occurred if it hadn't become readily apparent that somebody other than Biden is going to carry the Democratic Party banner in 2024. Because his vice president sure as heck is not. You can't tank and your popularity rating's even worse than the president and expect that somebody's going to say, hey, we're ready for Kamala Harris in 2024. Not going to happen. So where do you go?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Anybody's guess. But it's interesting to see that I don't know whether it's a planted rumor, maybe Mitt Romney posted this, but Of course, you got the three folks, you know, the Republicans that typically will be backing the Supreme Court pick. Although it was kind of interesting, a Democrat, Senator Blunt, came out and publicly said he would not back it. So compare and contrast that. You got Murkowski, Collins, and Romney saying they will vote for, and they confuse what the Constitution says is their responsibility for providing advice and consent. But they always have, so they can take a middle of the road, as some would call it, a rhino, which apparently increasingly seems to be an appropriate thing. But when it comes out and Mitt Romney may launch a third-party run for president in 2024, I think the Democrats would applaud that and may even be the ones encouraging him to do it.
Sure, because that's going to divide the vote. Although
that's
Right. I don't know who on the Republican side would vote for him.
Yeah, they could put a very lame person up the Democratic Party for not as lame as the vice president, the current president, but still win over the likely nominee for the Republicans, and that would be Trump, although it's yet to be determined. Romney would be the spoiler, as third parties often have been throughout our history.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope not, but we'll see where we go here. Now, let me look at my clock here real quick. Can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, be happy to.
Okay. The GOP is hitting back on the Biden demand for Trump to be prosecuted. I don't know what Biden is thinking is going to happen, but it's not his place to ask for anybody to be prosecuted.
And this latest complaint about Trump asking Putin to turn over everything he has, that particularly galls me, because we should be asking for everything the Chinese have on Wuhan, and we have, and nobody complains about that. We should get it from everywhere, and then we evaluate the validity of it and what it is and what it is not. It's very disingenuous for people to say, oh, well, it's treasonous, and we've got Trump. We even had a Republican governor on CNN taking Trump to task for asking Putin to do that. I say amen. Yes, ask for it. He'll either do it or he won't do it, and it'll either have meaning or it won't. Just trust us to judge and evaluate it. Don't make decisions to say, oh, well, we don't want all the information on all this. No, grab it all. It's up for us in America to judge and evaluate it. But don't go and blast Donald Trump for asking for a very reasonable thing, and it should have happened. In fact, our President Biden should have been asking for that. Even though we're a quasi-war with Russia, it should have been done.
All right. Hold on, sir. We'll be right back, folks, more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Tuesday. And don't forget, I'll see you at lunchtime at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. In the meantime, we're going to go to break.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination will be sent to the Senate for a full vote, despite an 11-11 tie in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. Jackson's confirmation is all but a sure thing, as Republicans don't have the numbers to block a Supreme Court nominee. Ukraine President Zelensky has pledged to reveal allegations of war crimes against Russian forces in occupied regions of his country. Zelensky said more than 300 people were killed and tortured in the town of Bucha, a suburb near the capital of Kyiv, reflecting on what he describes as a hard and emotional day after visiting the area. Russia denies the allegations. College basketball season has officially come to an end as Kansas defeated North Carolina 72-69 to win their second national title under head coach Bill Self.
I'm so happy and thrilled for our guys and our school and our fan base. It was so special.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks, and that's Jeff in Sarasota. And I guess he might be around today, might not, it all depends. He's got a fair, so we don't know whether or not he'll make it, but he should be, and we'll have our regular crew there at Mission Barbecue today. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I take it on a regular basis because of the problems that I have. And I'll tell you what, it works, folks. That's all I can tell you. It works. Whatever kind of pain you got going on, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, foot, maybe you got a bad back or something, whatever. Okay, this stuff will work. You got to give it a try. It'll save you a bunch of money on some of that other stuff you're trying to take. Plus, guess what? No narcotics in this. No. 100% drug-free. Relief Factor. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which will lower or eliminate whatever pain you've got associated with whatever the problem is you're having. Now, it will also eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. Never seen anything quite like it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it also supplies the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it's good for you. How about that? Something that's good for you. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. There's no club to join, no extra curriculum activity, none of that. You try it, and at the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work. And then you turn around and you say, okay, I want to go on regular delivery, and you go from there. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because after all you got to lose is pain. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
I can't emphasize enough that our military men and women are doing such an outstanding job. And when we lose an Osprey 1 week and then a couple of weeks later we lose another Osprey, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what the heck's going on here?
Right.
I don't know that they were related or not, but we did lose a crewman in one of them, and I think we lost two crewmen in the other one, and it was all a little bit different circumstances. But the Ospreys had a few problems since they've been around, right?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, this isn't the first, but, they see this in a series like this, and yeah, a lot of the military accidents that we've had, and I'm not sure if there's been an uptick in the last year or not, but there certainly seems to have been a lot of them. And you got to watch that carefully, because a lot of accidents isn't necessarily that the equipment is necessarily that bad, but it can be a sign of declining readiness. And I hope that is not the case, because, accidents in training is quite often an indicator of a drop in capability of the operators. And I hope that's not the case, but it's something that needs attention.
Have you seen the billboards for New York City that have been put up about the gay, we can say it here, we can do it here, we can do whatever we want, or something along those lines, that have shown up in Orlando? There's at least one in Tampa, Miami, Jacksonville. Have you seen those billboards yet?
I tell you I have, but I'll tell you what, our governor, he comes back, he doesn't relent on any of this, and he doesn't mince words. And I was always reluctant, because as people started to jump on the DeSantis train, of course I always support him, and that was one of my first votes when I moved down from Georgia here, was to vote for him to be governor. And every day that goes by, I'm even more happy of that, and he proves it even more. So that's a great thing. Him, his family, and those who support him, the appointments that he makes, and his response to that kind of nonsense. And, of course, the Oscars was a cavalcade. They opened up by talking bad about Florida and chanting gay, like they were the boards that you're talking about up there in New York. Bad nonsense. Just so much noise, and we know that it's a lie. How stupid can you be to argue that parents should not have a right to say that my child, who's in the first through third grade, should not have to learn about things like transsexuality and stuff like that, or to have a transsexual teacher share their personal experience with them? That's insane to argue that. And that's what they're doing.
I know, but that's up to the parents, period.
It is.
Period.
And that is what the law that the governor signed into, that's what it does. It's a parental rights law. It is not a don't say gay at all.
Mm. Now, did the Hunter Biden connection with China give China an opportunity to blackmail, say, Daddy-O?
Well, inquiring minds would want to know that. That's the thing. I can't believe I can understand why the administration would argue, the president's really separated from this, although increasing evidence says it's not the case. But actually come out and say that we believe that Hunter Biden will be completely absolved of wrongdoing and he's not guilty of any criminal activity, it's got to make everybody laugh. It's just a matter of what crimes he will be convicted of, not a matter of will he. That'll be interesting. And will be interesting to see how much they protect the president from what appears to me to be the fatherly connection to the criminal enterprises of his son.
He was making money.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, the father was making money out of this. Yep.
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 Yeah, but I don't think he's been adept enough to cover or come up with any kind of liability. And so, we got more shoes to drop on all this story. And I don't know if it would be as protracted as the war in Ukraine, but maybe even longer.
Now, you know, most people that are interviewed on the polling, when they talk about qualifications and the vice president, Kamala Harris, most people still don't think that she's qualified to be the vice president.
Well, you know, Americans aren't stupid, are they?
No, they're not.
In fact, collectively, we're pretty dang smart, and I concur. Some Americans were a little slow to come around that, but they once hit with and she exhibits, she's her own worst enemy. Every time she opens her mouth and talks, she is. And every time she gets appointed to be responsible for something and drops the ball on it, well, she's her own worst enemy. And, boy, Biden isn't doing her any favors either. I don't know who comes out. Nobody in the administration comes out on top. And I don't think Buttigieg is, even though he's flirted with this being the eighth, perhaps the guy out of administration 2024.
Yeah.
You better go back and reconsider.
What do you think about Sarah Palin? You know, she's running for Congress. 17 people running for the seat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not surprised. It was just been flirting for a while. And of course, she had some legal matters and some suits that she brought. She had to settle right there. And, of course, when Trump was up there, and naturally he endorsed her, as you would expect. And I like her chances. And that'll be interesting. I'm glad to see her back in the mix of things. And that may be a better recovery than my Kansas Jayhawks, who won the national championship last night in a historic comeback in the second half.
And I didn't.
I had to stay up to watch that game.
And I didn't.
I had to get up early to be with you.
And I did not see the game, so thanks for reporting that.
I tell you what, they were down at halftime. They jumped off it and looked like North Carolina was going to be beat bad. Mm-hmm. And then in the second quarter, North Carolina stomped the Jayhawks, stomped them. But in the second half, the Jayhawks came storming back, and they won just by 3 points. And the one of the aces on Carolina missed a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie it, and the Jayhawks came a win. So that's their fourth national championship and their first one since 2008, I believe.
How about that? And I think, didn't Roy Williams take them to a national championship one year?
They did. You know, that was the cool backdrop of the story because both the coach of North Carolina and the coach of Kansas both took over from Roy Williams at those two different schools.
Yeah.
What an interesting backstory there is. Of course, Roy Williams was there, and so that was part of the story. So Roy Williams had a hand in, regardless of who won last night, whether it was North Carolina, the Tar Heels, or the Jayhawks, he had a little bit of a hand in that. Of course, I really like that North Carolina coach. He's a very lively guy. He's a different flavor than the relatively reserved self, but that was interesting.
All right. We will talk to you on Thursday, my friend. So you take care, have a good day, and I'll see you soon.
Back at you, Captain.
All right. That's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Military Matters. Go over to Facebook. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. And I'll be right back with more right here on the program.
When you need to know, the Captain's America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And you never know who's going to be there. Might have somebody drop in that's extra special. You never know who's going to be there. Now, by the way, let me remind everybody about my buddies Dominic, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. You know, they've been there a number of years, and they are the very best at what they do. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call on the phone at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. But whatever you do, remember this. All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number to call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Great people, great products, tremendous patriotic individuals. Dominic's Wines and Decor. And you got to check them out. You got to check them out. Now, not to be outdone, but I'm going to take a look at the weather map here real quick because we do have some weather that you need to know about. We've got this front that's moving across, hanging along the Gulf right now. And in the southwestern corner of Texas, down there from Brownsville and McAllen on up to about Corpus Christi, you've got a severe thunderstorm watch in place there. But the real deal's been going on all night long, bouncing around across Texas, I-20. Right now, along I-20 in Texas, you've got the back end of that system that's come through. There's some flooding going on. But we do have some severe thunderstorms, as well as there's been tornado watches popping up around the area. Right on the line, right on the Mississippi River line, right there where Mississippi and Louisiana come together. There is a warning right there. And about half of the state of Louisiana, about half of the state of Mississippi are under some severe thunderstorm watches as well. That storm is going to continue to move. That front's going to continue to move to the east. Eventually it will be coming over towards Atlanta. So those of you listening to me in Atlanta, I-20, you'll probably see it. I'm going to guess late this morning or early afternoon. And we do have some rain in the southwestern corner of Georgia right now. Also from Lake City across to Tallahassee, maybe a little further west than that. In the southeastern corner of Alabama, around Montgomery, you've got rain there as well. It's going to be an interesting day weather-wise, so just be careful out there in the roads. And remember, leave plenty of room when the roads get wet and the lightning and the thunder starts. They can't see any more than you can. Guys and gals out there in the big rigs, they can't see any more than you can. As a matter of fact, the little four-wheelers can probably see a lot less because when you come by and throw the water up, they're done. They can't see anything. Now, I need to remind everybody that, let's see, coming up at 3 o'clock today on my local station here, my local flagship station, you might want to tune into my buddy Bill Bunkley, and he's over on Faith Talk. Tune into Bill Bunkley and see what he has to say, because he's been talking a lot about the stuff that's going on in Tallahassee, which is always very interesting. Always. So there you go. Now, we do have a task force in California that was set up, and it's recommending, if you can believe this one, it's recommending reparations for Black Americans, as in proposing monetary compensation for some Blacks, but not all. Now, this is all going on after a testy debate over who's the most deserving. But conservative Black activists say who's really being hurt are the innocent taxpayers who are going to pay for this. Think about that. Think about that. Now, in a narrow 5-4 vote, the first in the nation task force chosen to base reparations on lineage and genealogy rather than simply based on being Black in a racist society, set up and started to do their thing. Where it's going to go? Don't know. But if they pay a bunch of money and then they segregate how they're going to do it, because, well, you weren't Black enough, or you're conservative and you can't get any of this, or whatever stupid thing they come up with, it's just going to be ridiculous. But we'll have to wait and see. Now, let's not forget that President Joe Biden's administration has now ordered 14 additional states to stop using a COVID-19 treatment made by GlaxoSmithKline
The Department of Health and Human Services said that it's paused the shipments of the drug Sotrovimab in the states, bringing the total number of states that are no longer receiving doses to 22. Now, the states that were just added were Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Arizona, California, Idaho, Oregon, Washington State, Alaska, and Hawaii. And previously, 8 states in the Northeast had stopped receiving these shipments as well. We'll see how that works out for everybody who's out there. And I don't want to get you excited, but there's a new variant out there. Yep, sure as heck is. There's a new variant out there, and they're going to, oh, God, they're going to try to, you just know they're going to try to milk this. You just know they're going to try to milk this. But who knows? The whole thing is just rather whacked. This the Omicron subvariant known as XE has been found in the United Kingdom, as the World Health Organization said in a new update. The XE recumbent BA.1-BA.2 was first detected in the United Kingdom. They've had 600 cases reported so far. What's going to happen? Don't know. Has anybody died yet? No. Is anybody supposed to die? Not sure. So there you go. Okay. Let me pull something out of the rafters here, because we have our buddy on the telephone here, and we made a liner just for him. So I'm going to get this up, and I'm going to get it in place. Let's see here. All right, there it is. So I'm going to hit the switch. We're going to go from there, and we'll see what happens.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get down to business. Let me say something to the Trump campaign. We're going to get steamrolled like that locomotive if you don't wake up here. Okay? We're going to get steamrolled. Where's our MAGA list of candidates for the House to take the House back? Where's our candidates for the Senate to take the Senate back? Okay? Look at this. Look at the, who's going, you should be standing up saying never go to Utah. Who is in Utah with Mitt Romney? You're going to sell us out with this voting for this. Who's in Alaska? Where's Sarah Palin? I'll take Sarah Palin over that lady. Murkowski and Collins, who's going to Maine? They all sold us out. It's a disgrace. When are you going to stand up and fight, Trump? Because we're getting our asses kicked on a daily basis. Let's go.
All righty. Tom Tampa. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. Okay, folks. Hope to see you. Mission Barbecue will be there from 11:30 to 1:30 for lunch. Stop on by. Enjoy some good food. Enjoy some great discussion, camaraderie. The gang will be there, the Captain's Army will be there, and it's always a lot of fun. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.